I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many older adults want to live at home independently as they age. To talk about aging in place is Dr. Heather Boger. She's an associate professor in the Department of Neuroscience, and she's the interim director of the Center on Aging at MUSC. Dr. Boger, tell us about aging in place.
Aging in place is the ability for a person to stay in their living environment for as long as they can, but what's important is making sure they have the resources necessary as their needs change. AARP did a survey a few years ago saying that roughly 90% of individuals over the age of 65 want to live out their life in their home.
And how can this become a reality? What are the steps?
The important thing to age in place is to plan early. This is definitely not something you want to wait till the last minute, but you want to make sure that your finances are in order, that you're going to have the means to take care or bring in healthcare workers or even yard workers as you age, because things do change. You want to make sure that you prepare your home. You know, do you need to add ramps or do you need to put in an elevator? You want to make sure you have a strong social network, because we know that depression is very high in the elderly, especially as they become more isolated. So you want to make sure you maintain social connections. And then the other thing is making sure you get the right people involved to help you. Make sure you have a support system that's helping you with this planning and to incorporate the planning as it's needed.
Tell me more about social connections and how that actually factors into someone's health and their well-being as they get older.
Right. So we've got a lot of studies going on and a lot of data right now suggesting that social isolation can increase depression in a geriatric patient, but also increase the likelihood of a memory disorder. And maintaining social activity, you're decreasing depression, you're increasing mood. You may be decreasing reliance on medications because you're not in a depressed mood, and you're improving your overall body-brain health.
Many older adults may not be driving any longer, so they can't easily get out and get around other people.
Transportation is one of the greatest concerns for senior populations, especially those that are staying in their home. And so there's been a lot of resources going into senior ride groups, local bus systems that are stepping up and providing transportation for the needs of seniors.
And what about national resources that have information online that might be helpful to someone who is really going through this planning stage?
There are some great resources. There's actually a National Aging in Place Council that exists. They have chapters across the U.S. that exist, and they provide resources to age in place, whether it is who to contact for transportation, respite care, home modifications. AARP is a great resource. They've become very amenable to the aging in place concept, and they're able to direct people into certain areas of resources that are necessary. And then the National Institute on Aging from the National Institute of Health very much recognizes the aging in place concept, and more individuals are wanting to. And so they provide resources and knowledge education on what you should do in order to age in place. And a lot of it is about planning in advance to make sure you have the means and access to the resources that will help you do this.
Dr. Boger, thanks for providing this information about aging in place.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.